You are listening to Mark Hatmaker Rough and Tumble Raconteur. This is a grab bag of old school Western martial arts, resurrected indigenous ways and empirical musings tinged with a heavy dose of respect, admiration, let's call it hero worship, for these hosses of yore. Hey crew, this is Mark Hatmaker coming to you from the Comancheria. Today let's do a little bit of Old West story time, frontier story time. Let's have the story of a lady known as Paula Angel. And the moral of this one could be equal rights for all, I guess. Her name was Paula Angel. Also in some of the records it shows up as Pablita Martin, and others as Pablita Sandoval. And so, like I said, really not a whole lot is known about Pablita till the end of her life. She lived a few miles north of Las Vegas, New Mexico, somewhere around the Sapelo River. Now, this is the account is coming from early in 1861. She stabbed and killed Juan Miguel Martin. It was either her husband, perhaps boyfriend, it's not clear. But what we do know is a judge sentenced her to hang on April 26, 1861. Now, apparently, Paula wasn't particularly likable. The Miguel County Sheriff, who was Antonio Herrera, by some accounts, reminded her each afternoon the number of days remaining in her life. So imagine that he's stopping by the jail cell, doing the countdown on his fingers, going, this is how much. So, yeah, again, there's a lots of other people, the local newspapers of the time and all this, saying, yeah, not a likable lady. Anyway, at the time of execution, though, Herrera did not even bother tying her hands. So they set her up onto the wagon. They didn't have a gallows at this particular town, so didn't have. They set her up in a wagon, drive her up under the crossbeam, tie the rope over the top, and then he rolls their wagon out from underneath her. Well, she reaches up, grabs the rope, and she's just simply swinging back and forth, just there. Everyone's watching. They're kind of jeering and going, feeling like they're being cheated out of something. So the sheriff keeps trying to reach up and pull her hands away. And even at one point, he jumps up and grabs around the waist. And they're both just hanging there. And he's hoping at some point she's going to tie her out. Well, this horrible, horrible spectacle goes on for a bit. And at a point, people in the crowd start, I guess, getting sympathy for Pablita. And they're saying, okay, that's enough. Let her go. She's been hanged, and that's all the law demanded. So the sheriff goes, you know, okay, you're right. And he lets go, brings the wagon back up under there, takes the rope off her neck and getting ready to take her away. So she survives it, though. Story's not done, though. At that moment, though, however, another person in the crowd reminds everyone in the audience, hey, man, the death warrant called for her to be hanged by the neck until dead, and she wasn't dead. So, following that assessment, the sheriff goes, yeah, you're right. He wrestles her back inside the wagon, ties her arm securely, and once more led the wagon out from underneath her, and this time, Paula was hung by the neck until dead. I offer this one just simply because it's just absolutely fascinating, the folly, the absurdity, the horribleness of that spectacle, people showing up, being thinking they're going to see a hanging, then it turns into a weird, tragic comedy, and then sympathy, and then it turns to, well, the letter of the law says, and it goes right back into, yeah, and then they do what I guess they felt had to be done. So anyway, that's the end of your story time today, kids. Enjoy yourself. Like, support, share, subscribe to the podcast. The algorithm gods will love you for it. Well, if you dig what we just discussed today, I'd like to invite you to like and subscribe to the podcast. Hell, support it if you want. I'm not your dad. Do what you want. And if you're a glutton for punishment, just visit our website, extremeselfprotection.com. You'll find links to the blog, all of our products, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more pages of like musings.